This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Commercial airlines around the world canceled more than 4,300 flights over the Christmas weekend as COVID-19 infections driven by the Omicron variant created greater uncertainty for holiday travelers. Airline carriers globally scrapped at least 2,366 flights on Friday, which fell on Christmas Eve. It's typically a heavy day for air travel, according to a running tally on the flight tracking website, FlightAware.com. Nearly 9,000 more flights were delayed. The website showed that 1,616 Christmas Day flights were called off worldwide, along with 365 more that have been scheduled for Sunday. In that same three-day period last year, there were more than 191,000 commercial flights. Among the first U.S. carriers to report a wave of holiday weekend cancellations were United Airlines and Delta Airlines, which scrubbed nearly 280 flights combined on Friday. They cited personnel shortages because of COVID-19 infections. COVID-19 infections have surged in the United States in recent days thanks to the Omicron variant, which was first detected in November and now accounts for nearly three-quarters of new cases in the United States and as many as 90% in some areas such as the Eastern Seaboard. The average number of new U.S. coronavirus cases has risen 45% to 179,000 per day over the past week. That's according to a Reuters tally. New York and at least 10 other states set new one-day case records on Thursday or on Friday. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Biden administration will lift travel restrictions on eight southern African countries imposed last month over concerns about the fast-spreading COVID-19 Omicron variant, this according to the White House on Friday. A senior official said foreign nationals barred from the United States because they've been in one of the eight countries within the prior 14 days will be allowed to take U.S.-bound flights leaving after midnight Eastern Standard Time on December 31st. The United States on November 29th barred nearly all non-U.S. citizens who had recently been in South Africa, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Lesotho, Eswatini, Mozambique, and Malawi. This after the Omicron variant of COVID-19 virus was detected in South Africa. A White House spokesman said the temporary ban had been recommended by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. France on Friday recommended adults receive a COVID-19 booster vaccination 3 months after their initial shots, reducing the guideline of 5 months to better fight the Omicron variant. The recommendation was published by the country's health authority, which advises the government in the fight against COVID-19. It comes as cases are surging in France during the Christmas period, once again due to the Omicron variant, which spreads faster than other variants seen so far. Hundreds of people took to the streets in several Libyan cities on Friday to protest the cancellation of Friday's long-awaited presidential election. It was a blow to hopes of ending a decade of chaos in the oil-rich North African country. Several parliamentary candidates and political groups have called for protests, which underline risks to the fragile stability in the nation that's a haven for militias and still riven by an east-west divide. Libya's election commission has proposed January 24th as a new date for the presidential poll, which was to be followed by parliamentary elections on February 15th. But no dates have been officially set or agreed upon by the country's rival factions. The U.S., Britain, France, Germany, and Italy on Friday jointly called on Libyan authorities to swiftly determine a date for the polling and to issue the final list of presidential candidates. A Dutch court on Friday imposed a four-year prison sentence on a 41-year-old man convicted of attempted murder for firing gunshots at the Saudi embassy in The Hague last year after he was refused a visa to travel to Mecca. His identity was not released. That's in line with Dutch privacy rules. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.